Come hither, the merriest of all the nine. Come sit thee down by me, and let us be jolly. And in a full cup of Apollo's wine, we'll drown our old enemy, mad melancholy, which when we have done will between us devise a dainty new ditty with art to comprise. And of this new ditty the matter shall be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. There lives a blithe lassie in Falkland town, and she had some suitors, I wot not how many, but her resolution she had set down, that she'd have a blue cap giver she had any. An Englishman, when our good king was there, came often unto her and loved her dear. But still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. A Welshman that had a long sword by her side, red breeches, red tuplet, red coat, and red paired, was make a great shoe with a great deal of pride, and tell her strange tale that the like was near heard, was reckon her pedigree long before prude. Nobody was by her that can her confute, but still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. A Frenchman that largely was booted and spurred, long locked with a ribbon, long points and breeches, he's ready to kiss her at every word, and for further exercise his fingers itches. You be pretty wench, maitresse par ma foi, be gar me do love you, then be not you coy. But still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. An Irish man with a long skein in his hose did think to obtain her, it was no great matter. Upstairs to her chamber so lightly he goes that she never heard him until he came at her. Quoth he, I do love you by fate and by troth, and if you will have me, experience shall show't. But still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. A dainty spruce Spaniard with hair black as jet, long cloak with round caps, a long rapier and poniard, he told her if that she could Scotland forget, he'd shew her the vines as they grow in the vineyard. If thou wilt abandon this country so cold, I'll shew thee fair Spain and much Indian gold. But still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. A haughty high German of Hamborough town, a proper tall gallant with mighty mustaches, he weeps if the lassie upon him do but frown. Yet he's a great fencer that comes to our matches, but yet all his fine fencing could not get the lass. She denied him so oft that he wearied was, for still she replied, sir, I pray let me be, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. A Netherland mariner there came by chance, whose cheeks did resemble two roasting palm waters. To this canny lassie he his suit did advance, And as taught by nature, he cunningly flatters. Isk will make thee, said he, sole lady of the sea. Both Spaniards and Englishmen shall thee obey. But still she replied, sir, I pray, let me be. If ever I have a man blue cap for me. These sundry suitors of several lands did daily solicit this lassie for a favor, and every one of them like understands that to win the prize they in vain did endeavor, for she had resolved, as I before said, to have bonnie blue cap or else dee a maid. Unto all her suppliants still replied she, if ever I have a man blue cap for me. At last came a Scottish man with a blue cap, and he was the party for whom she had tarried. To get this blithe bonnie lass 'twas his good hap. They ganged to the kirk and were presently married. I cannot will whether it were lord or leard. They called him some sicka-like name, as I heard. To choose him from all she did gladly agree. And still she cried, blue cap, thou'rt welcome to me.